There are few happy endings in pop music. The story of Philadelphia soul singer Howard Tate might be one of them. Tate recorded some of the classics of 1960s soul music, including Get It While You Can and Ain't Nobody Home. The Encyclopedia of Popular Music compares him to Sam Cooke and Marvin Gaye. But in the mid-1970s, Tate disappeared. Now he's back with a new record and a story to tell. Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports.
Twice a week, Howard Tate visits the residents of Buttonwood Hospital, a nursing home in rural Burlington County, New Jersey.
I brought you a little something, as usual.
Reverend Tate has been a volunteer chaplain at nursing homes in South Jersey for 5 years. Tate always packs a few candy bars along with his Bible.
So humbleness means a lot. That's my point this morning. I'd like to read to you what Jesus said about that in the 5th chapter of Matthew's. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Buttonwood Hospital is about 30 miles from the streets of Camden, New Jersey, where Howard Tate lived for most of the previous decade. Tate was addicted to crack.
As I'll be the first to say, it's a miracle that only God could give me a second chance, and he's blessed me with still having my voice. That's almost unbelievable.
Sorry, wrong number. Ain't nobody here by that name. No use reminiscing, 'cause this time I just won't listen. Don't need the pain. Oh no.
It was Tate's voice, a combination of soothing tenor and soaring falsetto, that first caught the attention of Jerry Ragavoy. By the mid-1960s, Ragavoy had written songs and produced records for the likes of Irma Thomas and Garnett Mims. He heard Tate singing in a gospel choir.
The potential of his range was extraordinary, and I thought that Howard was maybe the only artist that I heard who could execute what I had in my mind as a writer.
Ragavoy took Tate into the studio, and the result was the album Get It While You Can.
In this world where people are fighting with each other, nobody to count on, not even your own brother. So if someone comes along who gives you affection, get it while you can. Get it while you can.
The album's influence on other artists is hard to overstate. Jimi Hendrix, B.B. King, Ry Cooder, and Janis Joplin covered songs from the record. While Ragavoy got the rights to the songs, Tate says the label never paid him any royalties.
Back then, I couldn't get no money. For instance, if I came off the tour and was in Philadelphia, where I lived at the time, and I had to go to New York to record. Now, I was on the charts now, mind you. I couldn't even get $20 to pay the train fare, and I thought that was a disgrace.
Disenchanted about playing hundreds of gigs a year to make a living, Tate quit the music business in 1974. 2 years later, Tate's Philadelphia house caught fire. He says he tried to save his 13-year-old daughter.
I had her under one arm, and as I was jumping back over the bed, the floor by then had burned up, and I fell through the floor with her, and I dropped her, let her go. And that's all I remembered. And the next thing I remembered, they told me that my son grabbed my hand and pulled me out. And, of course, we couldn't save her.
Tate's marriage, already in trouble before the fire, fell apart. He and his wife divorced in 1981. A few years later, he was on the street.
Now we're coming into my old stomping grounds here. This is called Malton Pike here.
As we drive through the streets of Camden, Tate points out the abandoned houses where he used to sleep.
We used to buy my drugs right over there, about the third house up in that yard. And this house right there to the left that's boarded up, used to come right across there and smoke them. And then when the money was gone and the drugs was gone, I'd have to find some place to sleep.
Tate says he spent his days doing landscaping and other odd jobs to make money for crack. Tate says he finally got fed up one night in the winter of 1994.
It was so cold, it went down that night to about 10 or 12 degrees. And I remember praying, because I thought I was going to freeze to death that night. And I said, Lord, don't let me die tonight.
In the morning, Tate got on a bus and got away from Camden. He walked into a halfway house. 2 years later, Tate says, he was clean. He began preaching at a North Philadelphia church. But people who remembered Tate's songs wondered if he was even still alive. The liner notes from a 1995 Greatest Hits album referred to the singer in the past tense.
All right, back to the music on WNJC, the Rhythm and Blues Show on 1360 AM.
Disc jockey Phil Kasdan had been a fan of Howard Tate's since he was 13.
Howard stuff is just something that calls to you. If you can listen to it and not be moved, you better check your batteries.
Kasdan did a little homework and couldn't find a death certificate. So on his weekly radio show, he began asking listeners to look for Howard Tate. On New Year's Day 2001, one of them spotted the singer shopping for groceries in South Jersey. Kasdan helped reconnect Tate with his old producer, Jerry Ragavoy. The two resolved their old differences and started working on a new album. Ragavoy says at first, he was worried about how Tate's voice would sound after 29 years.
It's a physical reality. You lose your voice as you get older. I was shocked when I heard Howard's voice, finally. I couldn't believe that everything that was is still there.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. Just need you by my side, baby, from dusk to dawn. Don't need experience to turn me out. Just leave it all up to me, baby. I'll show you what it's all about.
Tate returned to performing and sold out shows in New York City and New Orleans. But his new career did not sit well with his church, which asked him not to go ahead with the album.
I asked God, I said, now, can I go back into this industry that I hated so bad and sing again? And he said, don't forget, I forgave you. And so here I am.
Howard Tate now splits his time between his own ministry and his singing career. He says he wants to use the proceeds from his concerts and record sales to build a rehabilitation clinic for recovering drug addicts. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.
Get it while you can. Don't turn your back on love. I want to tell you a little bit about myself. Once I had a good woman,